Yes, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord.
Amen.
Many are called, hallelujah,
For those that are called, do you know why they are called? They are called because God needed them to come to salvation. But because of the material things, what happened? They lose their focus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Jesus had how many disciples? 12 disciples. Jesus preached to them yes or no. But among them, we still have what? Judas Iscariot. Despite he walked with Jesus for 3 years, but he was still who? Hallelujah. They still point him as what? One of the disciples of who? Of Christ. But did he make heaven? No. A choice that he had to make. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm here to tell you, be heavenly minded. When you're heavenly minded, know one thing for sure, there is no two way. One day, one will die. Hallelujah. If we refuse to die, rapture will come. Hallelujah. When rapture comes, we will surely go. You cannot tell God that God, rapture has come and still want to sin. Hallelujah. Job said, who are you? Who among has the right to hold the spirit not to depart? Beloved children of God, be heavenly minded. Be heavenly minded. In the book of Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8 verse 5 and verse 6 of it. Romans 8 verse 5 verse 6. Hallelujah. The Bible says what? For those who live according to what? The flesh. Set their mind on the things of the flesh. He's talking to you. He's talking to that guy, that boy, that girl. That says he is a child of God, but still live according to the flesh. Hallelujah. He said what? For those who live according to the flesh, set their mind on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, set their mind on the things of what? Of the Spirit. The sixth says, for to set the mind on the flesh is what, man? Death. Is what? Death. But to set mind on the Spirit is what? Life and peace. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Do you know why Jesus was on the cross of Calvary? It's for you to look up unto me. Amen. He says, he that look upon him, gaze. Then he said, all I desire is to gaze. Do you know what you mean of gaze? It's to look ahead. Look upward, not beneath. Look above, not your situation. Look up, not the people around you. Look up, because where our call is, where is. Hallelujah. He says, when the rapture comes, what happened? He says, the saints will be catch up. He didn't say they will catch the down. We all go up. Amen. He that set his mind on the things of the earth, we reap the things of the earth. And what will you reap? You will reap corruptions. You will reap sins, fornication, adultery. Name it! You will reap it. That is where the devil remains. The devil even said it categorically. He told Jesus Christ, he says what? The earth belongs to who? To me. And everything you see belongs to me. Hallelujah. Just worship me and I give it to you. Christian, today, the things of the world has captured 98% of Christianity today. We no longer look on God, we look on the material things. Today I'm coming here to tell you, be heavenly minded. Be heavenly minded. It says, he that loved the world, John, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, from verse 15. Hallelujah. He said, do not love the world, number one, and the things in the world. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalm 20, where it says, the earth is the Lord and what? The fullness thereof. But when devil took over the earth, God said what? Do not love the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do not love the world, neither the things of the world. Amen. For he that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all of is in the world. Number one, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride of life is not from who? From the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desire, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. Children of God, Christians that carry your Bible, Christians that praise and praise, Christians that sing and worship and praise God, Christian, but your heart is still in the world, you are deceiving yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, many are called, but few are chosen. My prayer for you today, my prayer for myself today, that may I be among those few. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When you are among those few,
amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Many are called. Who are the many? Christians. But rather, the things of the world, the desire of the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are no longer satisfied with what we're doing, but rather we do what we think is right. We are no longer satisfied with the word of God. Amen.
Yes.
We are looking for what will suit us, not what will please God. The world has taken deep in our hearts. The world has taken us away. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Children of God, the things of the world that you pursue today will go away. Focus in heaven. Focus in heaven. That when you end your race on this earth, heaven is starting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A man that knows where he's going, when death comes, not crying, is celebrating. Friends are living Jesus. I was opportunity to meet a little boy. Not a little boy, it's a disabled boy. It was a man that cannot walk. All he does is to lie down because he has a big hump in his back. They will bring him to church every day. Every service is in the church. Hallelujah. The day that boy wants to die. Do you know what he said to the mother? Because he was an adopted child. He looked up to the mother and says, Mommy, don't cry for me. I'm living this world of pain. I'm living this wicked world. I'm going to meet my father. Mama, don't cry. I will no longer be carried any longer. I will stand and walk with my father. I am living this world of pain. And that he did and he slept at the Lord. He knew where he was going. He saw the heaven throne, just like Stephen that says, oh, I can see the heavens open. So throw the stone on. It is good. Apostle Paul says, to die in the Lord is what? Is gain. To live in this world is waste of time. Hallelujah. When you pursue this world and pursue these earthly things, you will leave them here and go. Nobody will. You come naked, naked shall you fall. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Heavenly minded. Be heavenly minded children of God. Let your focus be heaven. Let everything about this be heaven. When you think about heaven. When you walk, think about heaven. When you're sleeping, think about heaven. When you're in your faith, let heaven be the word that comes out of your mouth. That brother, sister, vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. You have limousine, you will leave the limousine here. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Regardless of how famous Michael Jackson was, with the minions he acquired on earth, changing himself to become a wife. When the day come, he left them and walked away. Hallelujah. Go check it now. All the things he acquired is now like a museum. You come to watch it. Some that bought a hand glove with thousands of dollars. Just a hand glove. Vanity. Oh, vanity. All is vanity. When you are heaven focused, this world is nothing to you. When you are heaven focused, when people spot you, you will smile over it. When you are heaven focused, when they slap at you for what is right, you will say, thank you for correcting me. When you are heaven focused, when you are disciplined, you will say, please do it more. Why? You are heavenly focused. Hallelujah. When you are heaven focused, you will not jump from here to there. You will not be looking for who will please you. Hallelujah. You will not be looking for a message that will satisfy you. You will look for a message that will make you burn more for that Jesus Christ. Heavenly focus. The things of the world is passing away. And everything that is in it is passing away. Hallelujah. Don't love the world. Don't love the world, children of God. Are you not scared when God said my journey will start from the church? Are you not scared that he's not starting from the streets? He's not starting from the shrine. He's not starting from the evil coven, not from the other religion. He's starting from where? From the church. Why? You call me Lord, 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 but you still hold the world. You call me Lord, 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 but you and devil are power. Hallelujah. May God help us in Jesus' name. Children of God, be heavenly minded. Can we go quickly to the book of Colossians chapter 3? Colossians chapter 3. Verse 1 of it. Colossians 3:1 says what? If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things on the earth. Set your mind on the things above. Hallelujah. Set your mind on the things above. I read again. Colossians chapter 3. This one, we have a different translation in the house. Colossians chapter 3, this one, please. You can read this. Yes.
If you then be risen with Christ,
seek those things
which are above,
where Christ is seated
at the right hand of God.
Hallelujah. Verse 2 said,
Verse 2. Set your affection on things above.
Set your affections on things above.
Not on things on earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you heavenly minded in the house? Where is Jesus? He's above. He's above. He's above. Hallelujah. That is why a Christian pray, Lord, take me above my enemy. Set me above my enemies. Beloved, look up to Jesus. Is the author and the perfecter of your faith. Where is he? It's not beneath, he is above. Set your mind on things above. Set your affection on things above. Children of God, as you go home today, walk and ask yourself this question. Am I setting my mind on things above? Where is my heart? What do I desire the most? What caught my attention? Is it the things of the world or the things of God? Praise the living Jesus. The Lord is good. Children of God, are we in the house together? Are we in the house together?
Yes, sir.
A man that set his mind, a man that is heavenly minded, must focus on the resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah. Focus on what, my man?
On the resurrection of Christ.
If you're heavenly minded, Jesus died for you. Amen. He died for you. He said, I go to where? Prepare what? A place for you. That I will come and take you so we can go together. In my Father's house, there are many mansions there. In my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house, there are many mansions there. In my Father's house, I'm home. Hallelujah. My Father's house is not the limit. He came from heaven to where? To show the way from the earth to the cross. My death he makes from the cross to the grave, from the grave up to the sky. Lord, I need your name on high. He only went down once, but he went up three times. He came from heaven, he went to the cross. Focusing up, he went down, he took the key, and when he was going, he went back to the sky and seated there in the heavenly realm waiting for you. Look up to him. When you look up to heaven, you will not look into distractions. When you are heavenly focused, the earth will not distract you. Hallelujah. Don't be distracted. Amen. A man or a woman that is heavenly focused, we live a life of continual discipline. Amen. You will discipline yourself. Hallelujah. How many of you love discipline? When the discipline wants, you say, alas, I'm not going to serve God again. Why would they discipline me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says, blessed is the man that passes through the school of what?
Of discipline.
Jesus said, God said in his word, that I discipline those I. A man that is heavenly minded will be disciplined. Continually be disciplined. Amen. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Set your mind on Christ, on heaven. You must be ready to be disciplined continually. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 said what? Romans chapter 12. Hallelujah. Why you take me second, please? Romans 12, verse 2. Hallelujah. He says what? Do not be conformed to the world, to this world, but be transformed by what? The renewal of your mind. That by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Hallelujah. For you to be transformed, it means discipline. Discipline. You must be disciplined. Discipline the way you talk. Discipline the way you live your life. Discipline the way the things you see, the things you watch, where you go, who you are, people you move with. You must be disciplined if you are heavenly minded. Hallelujah. Not everywhere is aware. Amen. Not every friend are friends. You must be disciplined. You must what, please? Be disciplined. Hallelujah. A man that is heavenly minded will focus on the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will focus on the crucifixion. He was crucified for you. Hallelujah. And the Bible said in the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 26. Luke 14, 26. We're about to pray right now. Luke chapter 14. Hallelujah. Luke 14, 26. The Bible said what? If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wives and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Hallelujah. You must forsake everything. Jesus forsook everything. Hallelujah. He was God. He came down to his own, and his own refused him, but he never lost focus, and he died. You want to be a disciple? Discipline is remember the crucifixion. You are crucified with him. You die with him and you rise with him. That is the word Psalm says. So since he died, I died with him. And in all what happened, I rose with him. What he hates is what I hate. What he loves is what I love. Jesus said, all I do is to do the will of my Father that sent me. All your cries should be, Father, help me to do your will. Heavenly minded. Hallelujah. Yes. Heavenly what? A man or a woman that wants to be heavenly minded must focus on the future of Christ. Focus on the future. Apostle Paul says, if I die, sir, it's gain. Amen. But don't die in the world. It's not a gain, but a loss. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I know one day, every show. Hallelujah. My prayer is that we will all meet ourselves again in heaven in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I say, I pray we will all see ourselves in heaven in Jesus' name.
Amen.
None of us will die now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But my prayer is when the trumpet will sound, we will all celebrate again in heaven in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That is our future. Our future home. We are here in this world. The man says, this world is not my home. I'm just a passenger. We are passing through the world. Hallelujah. Say, heaven is my home. Heaven is our home, not this world. Hallelujah. Heaven's where? My home. Will you be there? Will you be in heaven? Will you see your Father? He is waiting for us. Hallelujah. Well, he said, as long as there is earth, be heavenly minded. Wake up in one and say, Daddy, how are you today? Good morning. Daddy, walk with me today. May I not see evil? May I not see what made me lose focus? May I not be distracted today? All I want to see, Lord, is you. Make me make heaven. If that is your cry, if that is your prayer, I want all eyes closed right now. If that is your cry, and your prayer, Father, all I want to see is you on that day. All I want to see is you. All I want to see. Just wave that hand and say, Father, I am here. All I need is to see you the more. I want to know you more. I want to know you more and more and more in my life. Beloved, heaven is real. God is real. Heaven is real. Heaven is real. If your desire is to make heaven, if your prayer is to make heaven, say, Father, I am here. I want to make heaven. I don't want to lose my life in this journey. As we are talking to God, thank you. He's your Father. Father, help me. Help me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me. Help me that I might not miss it. Help me. May I not be distracted, Lord Jesus. Help me. Among those few that will be choosing, may I be among them, Lord. May my parents be among them. May my children be among them. May my spouse be among them. May my own children be among them. Lord, may we make heaven. May we not lose it from this earth. Every distraction is on our way, Lord Almighty, because you have not taken it away. Help us to make heaven. Why don't you just tell God in prayer right now and say, Father, help me. Help me, Lord Jesus. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I want to see you more, Lord. May heavens, oh God, be my center priority. Help me to always concentrate and think about heaven. You are Lord. You are Lord. Amen. You have reason. Confident. You are Lord. Every day shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He is has risen from the dead, he is gone. Every day was gone, every tongue confessed that Jesus Christ is Lord.